Kevin, first three-game losing streak of the year. What's kind of slipped here in this last little stretch?
You know, I think obviously the Phoenix game was one that you know was just a bad three-period hockey game for us. Tonight we started well, you know, and we just we kind of gave it back to them in the second, just some loose play. And you know, I'm a prime example of it. That play I make in the second, when right before I get my two penalties, is just—it's unacceptable. And obviously, that goal goes on to count as the game winner. So, those are things that you know we can't have this time of year. And you know, that falls on me. But at the same time, we responded in the third. And I think the message, obviously, going forward, is that you know when we play with that desperation and that urgency, when we're down by two goals. You know, we really didn't give them anything in that third period except for maybe one chance. So, you know, it's a matter of just having that from the get-go. Doesn't matter if it's if we're up by two, if the game's tied or we're down by two, we have to play that way because it's not a reckless game. It's just good, fast hockey, and, you know, we're a hard team to play against when we do it.
It set such a really good standard defensively during that really good stretch you guys had. A lot of goals given up these last three games, too. Is that just part of the commitment to kind of getting back to where you want to be?
Yeah, you know, I think one thing we've relied on a lot lately is our, you know, before the last maybe three, four games, our penalty kill. Those guys are going out there and doing a tremendous job, but, you know, we're not getting the lucky bounces that we need, and some of those are going in. You know, but again, D-zone, it's just a matter of taking care of the middle of the ice, which is something that during that stretch we did really well. We limited teams' chances from there, so we got to make sure that we're taking care of the pucks when we do get a chance to get them out, not you know limiting those turnovers. And when we're playing D, just protect the middle. I think we, you know, we can do it as well as anyone.
Is there any sort of adjustment period that has to kind of take place with, you know, three new players in the lineup tonight? Well, I mean, Blake had played a couple, but, you know, basically three new guys.
Yeah, it's you know, the lines are still kind of being shuffled as well. So those guys are going to find their chemistry. You know, I think they're all smart players. They're going to figure out how to play within our system. But just as far as, you know, them getting to know us on the ice, it's going to take some time. And, you know, we all know that, you know, we're not, you know, we're just going to try to make it as easy for them as possible. So whether it's video and talking through plays on the bench, you know, they're all, you know, pretty intellectual guys. And, you know, we're just going to try to make it as quick of a transition as possible for them.
Power play still mystify you guys?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I think, again, it's something that they're, you know, working through too. I mean, we're shuffling some of the guys on there, and having Tony net front is a new adjustment. But I think just, again, the power play, our number one job has to be to create momentum for our team, whether that's through goals or just chances. And I think, you know, we just got to limit, you know, some of those plays that seem to come back on us and take, you know, the wind out of our sails a little bit.
A few games in a row where you guys tie it up in the next shift or shift after that, you know, give up the goal there. Where does that kind of spark from?